Well, last week, the animated sequel, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs Part Deux, took the number one spot at the box office, making $34 million, with the Ron Howard film Rush opening at a distant third at just $10 million, being beaten by Prisoners, which came in second. I saw Prisoners, and it's a pretty intense film, a little on the long side, but still a good movie. The Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie Don John came in fourth with $8.5 million, which is pretty good considering the movie only cost $6 million to make. I saw this one too, and I'd recommend skipping it in theaters, because there are better movies to choose from out right now. And this week, there are two new movies opening in Central Arkansas theaters. And first up is one I've been looking forward to for several months. Gravity stars George Clooney and Sandra Bullock and is directed by a guy whose most recognizable movies thus far are Children of Men and the Harry Potter sequel Prisoner of Azkaban. The plot of Gravity involves a medical engineer and an astronaut who must work together after an accident leaves them adrift in space. I'm looking forward to seeing this one in 3D, which I imagine will work well with the portraying the magnitude and isolation of space. Gravity has a production budget of $80 million, which makes you wonder what the $215 million was spent on making The Lone Ranger. That was just guys on horses in the desert, but $80 million spent on Gravity is able to make Clooney and Bullock float around in outer space. This should be a big success this weekend, and initial reviews are positive. The second movie opening I'm predicting to be a dud, and it's called Runner Runner and stars Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake. The first sign this movie will not be very good is because it is directed by a guy whose only other movie you've heard of is The Lincoln Lawyer. Not a promising resume, but for some reason Ben Affleck and Timberlake felt the story was so compelling they had to be a part of it. That story, by the way, involves the rough and tumble world of online poker. I'm going to skip this one and check out Gravity this weekend, which I think will be number one, and that's this week's Matty T Minute.